Hey friends, welcome to my Saturday update video. Just you are having a great day. I've been out for a walk today by the River Mersey and just catching up on a lot of work here. Got a busy weekend and God is good. Hey, in a moment, I just want to share some thoughts about walking by faith and not by feelings, something we're all going to go through and how to kind of navigate that really well. Before I do that, a few quick housekeeping things as always. If you're on my YouTube channel, want to hit the subscribe button. Let's see, I think it's down there. Hope to connect with some friends here in the UK in this coming week. I should be in London on Tuesday. I know a few people have asked me, but my island trip is now full. I am not accepting any more people on my island trip. If you're interested, I hope to do a trip to Wales in the fall, so in October for that. My friends in Sturbridge, be in church tomorrow. We have Erlene, who's a wonderful woman of God, speaking at Sturbridge Worship Center tomorrow morning. Our friends at Berkshire Christian Fellowship are meeting in the diner in Otis at 4 p.m. And I look forward to being with you all next week as well. Good. Boom. Let's just talk about faith for a few minutes. Probably my favorite subject. I actually used to wrestle, not so much wrestle with the idea of faith, but wrestle with the idea of talking about faith. I, you know, used to have this idea, well, A, God, there are a lot better people than me to teach on faith, and B, I don't want to always be talking about faith. And I remember once the Lord kind of told me off and shouted at me, so to speak, with great love, and basically said, you'll talk about what I want you to talk about. And I think for all of us, there are things God gives us, things God shows us. When God shows you something, he gives you something. When God shows you something, he gives you something so you can give it away. And you can't really give away something that God hasn't shown you. You may want to press pause and rewind and go back over that again. But anyway, much earlier in my life, he basically showed me that I'm called to teach on faith. It's not the only thing I'm called to teach on, but it's like it's about 65-70% of what I'm called to teach on. And to be really honest, as a pastor, it's the area nearly everybody falls down. I'll be doing a Q&A session later today, and one of the questions I get often is why is it that a good person I know wasn't healed? And check back in on my Q&A thing later for that. But faith is not one subject amongst many. It's not like, well, there's love and there's hope and there's faith and there's giving and there's missions. And no, faith is, in one sense, faith is really simple, but faith is the key that unlocks everything. Faith is, you know, once it's, if you had a key, I've got a rental car key over there, and my key actually has very little power in it, except my rental car will not work until I put that key in. And faith is the key which gets everything to work. My rental key will not drive me around the UK. My rental car will, but my rental key will activate the car that I have in my possession for a week here. And faith doesn't get God to do things. Faith doesn't prize things out of God's arm. Faith doesn't get God to do what he doesn't want to do. Faith doesn't really do anything except receive what God by his grace has given. Boom. That's worth writing down as well. But real quick today, I want to talk briefly about faith and feelings. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, that verse talks about sight, but you can actually mention all of the other five physical senses as well. You say we walk by faith and not by hearing. We walk by faith and not by smelling. We walk by faith and not by tasting. Or we walk by faith and not by feeling, by touching. The five physical senses in a way. And just track with me for a brief moment today, because I think all of us, that means you, that means me, all of us at times are going to be in circumstances and places in our life where we really need to believe something. We need to engage with God. We need to receive from God. And yet, our feelings are like 100 times louder than what God is saying, and we feel that this isn't true. All of us are going to be in a place where we're trying to act on faith. We're trying to walk by faith. And everything in us is screaming, this is not true, it'll never work, don't do this, give up. All of us at times are going to feel like Peter walking on water. Remember, Jesus said to Peter, come. And Peter gets out of the boat and he walks on water, sure, but he actually walks on the word of God, come. And then Peter took his eyes off the the word, Jesus, the living word, onto the wind and the waves, and how he felt about the wind and the waves, and his knowledge of what happens when you're standing on water in the wind and the waves and all of this. And then Peter began to get that sinking feeling. And I think all of us, as we learn to walk on water, as we learn to walk on the word, as we learn to walk by faith, not by sight, are going to be in that place where, So four quick keys today. Number one, if you're going through that, rejoice. Everybody goes through that. And it's actually good you go through that. Again, I want you to not half hear me here, but the place you learn about faith isn't only in the faith conference, in the faith teaching. You know, it's wonderful to surround yourself by great teaching. I went for a walk today and I had Norval Hayes in my ear. Now, Norval Hayes is in heaven, and yet he was with me walking by the River Mersey today, and I'm just rejoicing, listening to this great man of God. And my point is, I want to surround myself with faith-building, faith-sustaining, household of faith-esque teaching. And yet, your faith doesn't only, faith comes through hearing, but faith grows through usage. Faith grows when you're in that moment where you're feeling, it's not working, and that's good. It's really, really good, because all of us have to get through those proving times, the trial of our faith, if you will. So number one, everybody's going to go through this. Number two, you know, it's, write this one down. It's real that you feel what you feel, but what you feel is not always real. You may want to write that down to think it through, but here's my point. Imagine you're going through something today. It's real that you're feeling what you're feeling. Don't deny what you're feeling. That's stupid. That's denial. That's religion. It's real that you're feeling it. But just because you're feeling it does not mean it's real. And so often we're feeling things that are, again, it's very real. Boy, do we know when we feel something. It's an interesting thing. I guess we're all different, but I have a sneaking suspicion you're like this as well. When we're feeling something, we tend to be utterly convinced of that this is the truth. There's just something, you know, when you're feeling really hungry, man, that's like dominant thing in front of you. When you're feeling tired, when you're feeling, you know, when you're in that place of feeling. And it's funny, I flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC, flew in from Boston the other day into London, up to Manchester, rented a car, drove to a cottage where I'm staying here. You know, I really don't do well when I don't sleep overnight, and then, you know, airports and more flights and navigating a car rental and driving in highways on the other side of the road when I'm tired. And the only thing I was feeling was, I need a nap. I mean, you know, I came in this cottage where I am now. I wasn't here 5 minutes before I was like undressed in bed. I need a nap, kind of thing. And when we're feeling something, when we're feeling sick, when we're feeling depressed, when we're feeling lonely, when we're feeling God's deserted us, when we're feeling God won't come through, when we're feeling defeated, all of these things are so real. And here's my point in this, kids. It's great to acknowledge the reality of what you're going through. But don't stay there. But realize that it's not the truth. It's true that you are feeling it, but your feelings are not. Your feelings can lie to you. Imagine right now, if I, forgive me, it's a terrible example, but it shows the power of your feelings. If I were to call you up on the phone right now and say, I'm really sorry, somebody you love, maybe a child, maybe a spouse, somebody's been killed in a car accident, something terrible, horrible. Forgive me for the example here. But if I were to do that right now, you would feel all sorts of things like terror, crisis, despair. You'd probably go into some form of shock. You'd cry. You'd be, yeah. And then imagine if I said to you, I'm only joking. Now, you'd slap me, and I wouldn't blame you. But my point is, you felt all of those things because you believed something were true. And the danger is, what we've got to learn to do is to pass, is to separate, is to triage the fact that we feel something and the fact that what we feel may not be real. Okay, so number two, it's real you're feeling this, but what you're feeling is not necessarily real. Frankly, what God's word says is real. Come on, key number three is really understanding about faith and denial. When we engage our faith, when we say what God says, we are not saying that the opposite to this is not temporarily true. If I was racked in pain right now and I open my Bible and I say, Jesus is my healer. He took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses, Matthew 8:17. By his stripes I was healed. Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24. If I'm saying, God, you are my healer right now, I'm not denying what I'm going through. I'm not denying it with my words. I personally wouldn't deny it. You know, I've had people say, can I take a painkiller? Of course, get whatever help you need. I'm not denying anything. But to, you know, the law of gravity says heavy things fall. But the law of lift says that thrust versus drag. You know, you get a plane with some drag and thrust and poof. It's like the law of elevation. It doesn't, the law of gravity is not suspended. The law of gravity is superseded by a greater law. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus sets us free from the law of sin and death, Romans 8 verse 2. So the move in faith isn't to deny those feelings. And I think what many of us try to do is we try to win the battle by faith and faith versus feelings by killing the bad feelings, by going to war on them, by squashing them, by denying them, by brushing them under the carpet, by trying to, you know, even refocus, and they're there all the time. And it's not, you know, it is what it is. The Bible says in Romans 4 that Abraham, if I can paraphrase, Abraham looked in the mirror, looked at Sarah, and he acknowledged that his own body was nearly dead. 99. He acknowledged the deadness of Sarah's womb. He wasn't in denial about that. But then, and that's really key number four, he refocused. And this is really the key to faith. You know, when Peter walks on water, Jesus has come. Peter walks on water, Peter walks on the word. Peter takes his focus off the living word and the individual, if you will, the prophetic word to him, come. And he puts his focus on the word, if you will, of the wind and the waves and knowledge. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But everything Peter knew about water supporting a grown man was completely true. It just wasn't eternal truth. And what God said was bigger than the natural laws of, you know, the physics, if you will, in that water situation. But Peter took his focus off one, his focus on another. And it's interesting, when Jesus brought him back into the boat, Jesus said to Peter, why did you doubt? The word doubt basically means to have two thoughts. It means to have one thought that says this, one thought that says that. In French, we'd say de, dois. In Spanish, I believe it is dos, doubt. Two thoughts. And in a way, the Lord was saying to Peter, Peter, why did you try to mix what I'd said to you with what the world was saying to you? And that's really the key. The way to grow in faith is to focus on what God said, not to deny the other. If you are believing God for children this day, you know, it's okay to be sad if you don't have children or, you know, whatever, but just hold on to what God said. Walk the floor every day saying, Lord, I thank you. You've said this to me. Thank you, Lord. You said this to me. Thank you, Lord, you have given me a promise. Faithful is he who's promised, and he'll also do it. So I encourage you today to build a lifestyle where we focus on what God says. We make much of what God says, but we don't deny the wind and the waves. We don't deny the attacks. We don't deny the reality of the things around us. We just deny the permanency. We deny the authority of how we feel about them. Yeah. And let me really finish with this, but it's such a great key to me. I learned this about 5 years ago. I never really thought it through, that I can have faith when I don't feel I have faith. I find myself many times in a situation and I feel I don't have any faith. And then I suddenly realize I do. My feelings are lying to me about my faith. So don't even look for a feeling of faith. Sometimes faith and believing will, in the spirit, will give birth to, will produce the fruit of a feeling of confidence and exuberance and joy. That's nice, but don't confuse confidence, exuberance, and joy for faith. Yeah, one is the fruit. The word of God is the root. Boom. Hope that's helpful to you guys. Drop me a line. Love to hear from you. Check out some of the links below and see you soon in the plan of God.